and to welcome our listeners to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine. You can reach us on the web at sim-trainer.com, or you can give us a call at 937-293-3914. Again, I want to welcome all our listeners and all our followers back after a few weeks off. We're on today, and then we'll be back on October 9th. We're being preempted during this fall season for University of Dayton football, but we certainly want to take the opportunity to talk to you a little bit today. I encourage you to call in at 457-1290. That's 457-1290 with any of your firearms-related concerns, issues, questions, anything you might have, anything you want to talk about relative to firearms. There's lots of things going on, lots of good news. I want to start off just by mentioning that guns and ammo are pretty much readily available today, or at the present time. I would encourage all our listeners to take the opportunity to visit your favorite sporting goods store, shooting supply store. Come on down to the range and see what you need, see if we can satisfy some of your needs. A couple programs I want to let you know about. At Sim Trainer, we have a few weeks ago we started our Try It Before You Buy It program. It's a great opportunity for shooters to try out a gun that they're interested in purchasing before they actually make the purchase. And the way that works is you come down to Sim Trainer, you just make arrangements ahead of time, either call us or send us an email at radio.sim-trainer.com and let us know you're interested in the Try It Before You Buy It program, and we will arrange for one of our staff instructors to meet you at the range. And for $25, you get 20 minutes of supervised instruction by one of our certified instructors. You can rent any one of a number of our guns, and you get a box of ammo included in that $25 fee, and we'll help you determine if that gun's right for you, and if not, we'll try a couple others to your liking, depending on what your interests are. In addition to that, we would take that $25 investment off the price of a membership or a training class if you decide to do that. The other program that we have going on right now is the Smith & Wesson Lucky 7 program, whereby we just recently purchased several AR, Smith & Wesson M&P AR type rifles, M4 AR-15 type rifles, and you can get them at rock bottom, dirt cheap prices right now because Smith & Wesson passed on some great savings to the dealers, and in addition to getting them at 20% below the MSRP listed on the Smith & Wesson website, you're going to get a $100 rebate or five free magazines. And the five free magazines is a tremendous deal because they're over $30, $40 a piece if you try to purchase them at retail prices. So the way you do that, you just stop by the store, or you give us a call or send us an email. Let us know which white rifle you want. We'll let you know if we have it in stock or if we can get it for you. And again, your price is going to be 20% below the MSRP listed on the Smith & Wesson website, and you're going to get a $100 rebate through Smith & Wesson once you make the purchase. And as a little bit extra, we're going to go ahead and add on to that a free 30-round magazine, a box of ammo, and 1 hour of instruction on how to use the gun. And it'll give you a chance to – there's a lot of people interested in getting a black rifle, and they're not difficult. Matter of fact, they're quite easy to learn how to use, but it's great when you have somebody like our staff to guide you through that process and get you off and shooting in a very efficient manner. So if you're interested in either of those programs, just give us a call, and we'll be more than glad to talk to you about that.
There's also a link to the Smith & Wesson website on our website at sim-trainer.com/radio. So if you haven't been out to Smith & Wesson, you can find it very quickly from there. It'll go take you directly to that promotion page, and then you can click from there to where the rifles are, the tactical rifles, or as far as that goes, they have lots of other interesting weapons as well. So
we have a series of classes coming up also that I want to alert our listeners to. First of all, we have our award-winning First Shots program. The first session for the next session, I should say, is coming up next Saturday, the 2nd of October from 9 to 12. The First Shots program, again, is designed for people who have had little to no experience with shooting. You come in and we spend the first hour going over basic range rules, firearm safety protocols, the functional operation of a .22 pistol and related topics. And then we go out onto the range under the direct supervision of instructors, and we give you a chance to shoot 50 rounds and just have a wonderful time. And then we close the session by letting you know about various opportunities you can get yourself involved in at the range to advance your interest in the shooting sports. Again, that's next Saturday from 9 to 12. And then we also have another session in October that will be on October 21st. That's a Thursday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. And as of the last few months, they've been filling up because it's very popular. It's a great opportunity to get involved in shooting sports. And in addition, for that $25 investment, you get a free associate membership at the range and you can start shooting. And I have to tell you that over the last several years, a good majority of our members have started out just in that class, and they've ended up going all the way through to getting their concealed carry permit, and then they start shooting on a recreational basis, and then they continue to advance their interest. And I know Mark has a lot to say about our First Shots program.
Oh, yeah, but I'm going to spare everybody the full load today, but I do want to remind folks that that class does fill up quite a bit. And so if you're interested in that class, you need to call the range, or you can register or pre-register online, but you need to have paid for that class in order to reserve your seat. Last class we had on a Thursday evening, there were only 13 people that were signed up for it by that weekend prior, and by Thursday, the class was full up, completely full. And if we hadn't had somebody drop out, then we would have had to turn folks away. So don't wait too late to decide whether or not you're going to take it. Go ahead and get signed up for that class right away, and then you'll have a seat reserved.
In addition to our First Shots class, our next session of concealed carry will be offered on October 11th through the 14th. That'll be our Monday through Thursday evening session from 5:30 to 9:30 each evening. The cost for that class is $150. And again, they tend to fill up pretty quickly, so make sure you call down the range at 293-3914 or register on the web and get registered for that class, or stop by if you have a chance at the range and you can get a brochure that'll tell you a little bit about what we do. But as our listeners know, and I'll just alert anybody else that might have just tuned in to us, the main advantage to taking it with us is that we have an attorney that comes in and talks about the legal issues, both the criminal and civil issues surrounding concealed carry. We have a very practical course of fire, and we kind of take you through a series of discussions that kind of bring to life exactly what you're getting involved in concealed carry. So that class, again, will be offered October 11th through the 14th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m.
We've had a few people that have taken that class that have been to other concealed carry classes at some point. Either their license didn't get applied for in time, and so they ended up having to take the class again. If you've taken a class and you don't get your license within 3 years, then you have to take a class over. And so they've come and taken our class, and they said, hey, you know, this is really something. The advantage of having an attorney teach the legal portion and really go through the use of force issues, when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate, what levels of force are required, and what all the prior conditions are to keep you out of trouble, but so that you don't have to think about that at the time that it occurs. You already have all of those decisions and have clearly identified what your force options are. It's absolutely vital to be that well prepared.
I want to let you know about another class that we have coming up on the 16th, actually a series of classes on the 16th of October. Our basic handgun class will be offered from 4 to 8 p.m. that evening, and that class has been filling up the last several months because people who go through the First Shots class decide they want to go up to a higher caliber pistol. And this is a great class because, Mark will tell you, we break out about 8 or 10 of our stock inventory weapons, and we let people actually try as many as they want to try until they get comfortable with one, and then they end up finishing the class with that particular gun. And most of them end up purchasing that gun after they've had a chance to shoot it. In addition to getting an opportunity to shoot it, we give them very detailed instruction on how to operate it and how to make it work right for them, so that when they make that purchase, it's a very informed decision. And quite frankly, by the end of that class, they're pretty competent in the use of that firearm.
If you're interested in getting a license to carry concealed handgun, but you haven't used a handgun much before and you want to find out something more about it, maybe you've never fired a handgun at all, come to First Shots. And then come take the basic handgun class, and that will get you from the very fundamentals of handling a handgun at all, and then handling a firearm that is of a personal defense caliber, something like a 38 revolver or a 9mm pistol. And then you'll be more than prepared to be able to, you know, do whatever you need to do when that time comes. At least you certainly be able to qualify for the concealed carry class.
Yep. Two additional classes coming up on the 16th of April or of October are our basic tactical rifle class that'll be held on the 16th from 9 to 5. That's a great class for somebody getting in that's interested in the M4 AR-15 type rifle, black rifle protocol. And the first half of that class will be spent at the range going over basic functional operation and nomenclature of the M4 variant rifle. We'll go out onto the indoor range and do some basic introductory firing drills. Then we'll take a little break, and in the afternoon we'll move on down to an outdoor range where you get a little bit longer distance and a little bit more dynamic environment, give you a chance to test that rifle out and sight in the rifle, and we'll talk about all this, the particulars involved with that. Again, the basic class will run from 9 to 5, and simultaneous to that, as you can tell, the 16th is going to be a busy day. That morning, we're going to be running the intermediate portion. While the basic people are in the classroom, the intermediate people are going to be down at the range. They've already had the basics. They're going to be down at the range shooting at longer distances and maybe sighting in their optics, learning how to use a sling and getting a little bit more tactical and practical with their black rifles. So the intermediate class will run from 9 to 1 for those of you that already have a basic understanding of the rifle. They can just come out from 9 to 1. They'll just be at the outdoor range and get a chance to shoot for at distances out to about 200 yards. And we'll talk to you about some pretty easy to learn and easy to retain skills and drills that you can do and get yourself up to speed. And not many people get a chance to shoot at that distance. So if you're interested, if you already have a black rifle, you're pretty familiar with its basic operation, the intermediate class would be for you. And again, that'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 16th, and it'd be a great class for you to get involved in. And if anybody wants to get in either of those classes, we will rent you our own rifles if you don't have your own before you make that decision. Again, we've got several different manufacturers. We have DPMS from Panther, and we have Bushmaster and Smith & Wesson, so you'll have a chance to shoot three of the, you know, probably five or six top rifle lines and see which one you like. And we'll also give you an option to shoot with iron sights and or with optics and see what you're so inclined to do.
For folks who've taken advantage of the Smith & Wesson program as well, that'd be a great way for you to get a good introduction into how to handle that new rifle that you've just got. So we'll give you some basic introduction as part of the purchase with that rifle, but that's a little different from being able to actually take it outdoors and sight it in at a longer distance and find out exactly how that thing works and get a little more comfortable with it.
I just want to let our listeners know that the one thing we pride ourselves in these classes is that when people come out of our classes, especially the basic classes and the first shots classes, they're very, very competent and capable in use of the firearms that we use. We structure the curriculum such that we just don't want you to be exposed to it. We want you to feel comfortable with it. And by the time you go through, for example, in the basic handgun course, by the time you go through those drills, you know pretty much everything you need to know about the functional operation of those semi-automatic pistols and the revolvers. People tend to shy away from the revolvers because of the heavy trigger pull, but nonetheless, you're going to get the opportunity to see that yourself, because a lot of times you walk into the shop, you tell them you're an inexperienced shooter, somebody's going to direct you right to a revolver. Our experience is, Mark and I have seen time and time and time again, that's the wrong answer in many cases. So we want to give you a chance to experience it yourself. So there's a lot of opportunities. In addition, we offer private lessons and just give you a lot of chances to see, you know, if the gun's right for you, and if you want to get involved in the shooting sports, and we're going to do it in a safe, controlled environment and really make it right for you.
Jeff and I have kind of chewed up the first segment of this show, giving you some updates on stuff that's been going on since we haven't been able to do this every week, but we'd like you to give us some of your input as well. Give us a call at 457-1290 and we'll get you up on the board, and we'll be back in few minutes to talk about some other things that are going on. We have lots of other things on our plate as well, so give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip. We are glad to have you with us. Let's go right out to the phones and talk to Josh in Beaver Creek, who has a question. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
How can we help you?
Well, I am a Class A CDL driver. I already have my CCW license for Ohio.
Okay.
Is there a federal way to get a license to be able to carry a weapon while I'm driving my truck cross-country?
Well, there is. The only way that you can do that is to have licenses that will let you carry in each of the individual states. Ohio has reciprocity with, I think, 20 states. Your license is good in like 28 states. You can pick up additional licenses that will let you drive in other states. For example, a Pennsylvania license will add Pennsylvania, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, and there may be one more. But those are the ones that I have that license, and so I'm familiar with those are the places I have to go. So there are some other ways to do that. There's a great article on the Buckeye Firearms Association website. If you go out to buckeyefirearms.org, or you can just click to their website from the bottom of our website at sim-trainer.com. There's a link at the bottom of each page to go to Buckeye Firearms. If you put in their search window for non-resident, and there's a great article that was written that gives you a list of all the options. There are some places you are simply not going to be able to carry. You won't be able to go to Colorado, California, New York, New Jersey. They just don't allow you to do that. And, of course, Illinois and Wisconsin don't allow anyone to carry. No, there. Unfortunately, there is no federal license. That would have been great. National Concealed Carry Reciprocity is something that's in Congress. It didn't get any attention this last session, oddly enough.
Well, not oddly, but of course it didn't.
Yeah. And so that's, you know, that's just what happened. We're less than, or just a little over 5 weeks away from the next election. And so this is another one of those issues that people need to pay attention to, because elections have consequences, and we need to vote wisely. We need to make sure that the people that we elect to go into office are the folks that are going to support our right to keep and bear arms, just as they should. Thanks very much for calling the show. Let's go out to May in Vandalia, who has a question about a particular handgun. May, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I've got a Colt Detective Special, 38 Special,
mm-hmm.
chrome plated and wooden handle with the waffle grip. Can you tell me about how much it would be worth?
Well, let me first of all ask you, did you inherit that or did you purchase that yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
number one, it probably has substantial value, and I'm going to give you a price range of anywhere between $500 and $1,000.
Okay.
And it's going to depend.
That's a wide range.
It is.
Well, and does it look like it's in good shape? Just visually looking at it, does it look like it's been well kept and is in good shape?
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Does it still have the original box?
No, I don't have the box.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this: are you interested in a firearm for yourself for personal protection, or are you just looking to get as much as you can out of this because you're not much of a firearms person?
Well, the latter.
Okay.
But I have other.
Okay. And you said, what city did you live in?
Vandalia.
Uh-huh.
Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you take a trip down to Vandalia Tactical? That's a gun store right up there on Main Street in Vandalia. Uh-huh. And it's actually in Englewood, I believe, is the address. But it's up on Route 48. It's called Vandalia Tactical. They're our friends. They're sponsors of the show.
Uh-huh.
And you go in there and tell one of the representatives behind the counter that you talked to us and we referred you up to them, and they will give you a fair price, and then you can make a decision if you want to take the money or you want to keep the gun as an heirloom.
Okay.
But that would be the best thing, and those people up there, they're honest, they're good people, and they're going to treat you right. Just make sure that you talk to us on the radio, and they'll treat you right.
Their address?
Did you say it was in Englewood?
No, it's 312 North Dixie Drive in Vandalia.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And their phone number is 264-8432, and they would be glad to help you out.
Oh, thank you very much. And I was interested in about the carrying, too.
Okay.
And the concealed, you know, in Kentucky and Tennessee and down through the South.
Okay. We can talk about that in just after the break. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, and we'll be going out into the news center with Charles Van Sant. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting From the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting From the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting From the Hip. We're glad to have you with us. Give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll get you into the master control room and up on the board, and we'll get you on the air with your question regarding firearms, concealed carry, the use of force, and whatever other issues might interest you, things that you'd have questions about. Right before we took a break, we were talking with May in Vandalia, and she had a question about concealed carry and being able to carry a firearm south of here in other states besides Ohio. Just a very kind of a brief summary of some of the options. If you have a license to carry a concealed handgun issued by the state of Ohio, it is recognized in most of the states that surround us. You will not be able to go to Pennsylvania on that license, but you can get a license from Pennsylvania for about $26. You will be able to go to Tennessee and Kentucky, which were two that she mentioned. Indiana also recognizes our license, even though we do not have a reciprocity agreement set up with them. They do recognize our license and any other license issued by a state in the country. And so depending on how far south you want to go, if you want to go to Florida, our license is recognized there. But if you're going to get there and drive down south on 75, that'll take you through Georgia, and Georgia does not recognize our license. So Georgia does have a little bit different approach to it. They say that your vehicle is an extension of your home. So anything that you could do in your vehicle, anything you could do in your home, you can also do in your vehicle, and that would include carry a firearm. So as long as you don't get out of your vehicle with the firearm, you're okay in Georgia. I don't have that much fuel capacity in my vehicle, so typically I have to would have to stop and get out. And in that case, you would either have to lock the firearm in the vehicle, or you can get a license that Georgia is recognized. And that would include Pennsylvania, which I already mentioned. Another option is Florida. Florida license is quite a bit more expensive. I think it's $117 to get a license there. But the class that you take for the Ohio concealed carry would also get you through the Florida requirement. They do have a training requirement, but our training would certainly meet that qualification. As I mentioned earlier, there are some states that you simply can't get a license to carry in. Colorado, for example, does not issue a non-resident license, and they don't establish reciprocity agreements. They will recognize any license that recognizes the Colorado license. So if Ohio would recognize Colorado, then our Ohio license would be good in Colorado. But Ohio doesn't have that kind of provision. The only provision is reciprocity. And since there's nobody in Colorado that can sign a reciprocity agreement with Ohio, and Ohio doesn't recognize the Colorado license, you're stuck with that one for now. And they don't recognize any non-resident license. So even if you were to get Pennsylvania or Florida, or another popular one is Utah, then you still wouldn't be able to carry in Colorado. So it unfortunately, it's this patchwork quilt of regulations and laws and agreements between the states. There are unfortunately all too many states that don't yet recognize that a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We unfortunately have to deal with that. The best way I think to deal with it is through the legislation. It was legislation that got us in this mess, and it's legislation that will be the best and safest way to get us out. And once again, as I mentioned earlier, there's just a few more weeks before the election, and that is where we are going to affect what legislation gets passed most directly, by making sure that the people that represent us in Congress and also in the state legislatures understand where we stand, understand the right to keep and bear arms is not to be infringed, and understand what the word infringed means, for crying out loud.
Mark, you say it so well. I just have to jump in there at this point and just mention that we said it way back in January that this November election was going to be a landmark election. It was going to have ramifications for probably the rest of my lifetime and well into my kids' lifetime and maybe even my grandkids. Just remember, we're going to make the way you make your statement is you get out and vote. And before you vote, though, you got to educate yourself to the issues, and you got to take advantage of the NRA and the Buckeye Firearms Association and various other websites that are giving you good information, good background information on candidates that have particular views. But I just also want to encourage that obviously the Second Amendment is dear to our hearts and related to a lot of the things we do. But remember that it's not only about the Second Amendment. We've got healthcare that's a mess. We've got out of control government spending. We've got immigration issues that need to be dealt with. Big government out of control. You know, lots of issues that need to be decided, and we need to make immediate change. And the way you make immediate change is to get people in office to start promoting our agenda and get us back to some semblance of normalcy. And I'm not at all ashamed to say that, because we're out of control right now and we're nowhere near normalcy. We are literally out of control, and we need to, through our vote, get things back to where they need to be.
Yeah, you don't have to get out to all the way down to the amendments. If you just start in Article 1 and read through the Constitution, in fact, start before that in the preamble that describes what the function of government is supposed to be. And then if it's not listed there, it's not something that the federal government is supposed to be doing. It's that simple. Let's go back out to the phones and talk to Bob in Dayton. Bob, rescue us, would you? Welcome to the show. Are you there? I guess we lost Bob. I'm sorry.
Mark, there was something I wanted to just alert our listeners to. We just recently got the FBI Uniform Crime Report data for 2009. They're always a year behind. And again, remember that the FBI is probably the most reliable source of information on crime data. And they just recently came out with their 2009 statistics. And guess what? For the third consecutive year, violent crime declined. Again, I didn't say inclined, declined.
Got less?
Three years in a row, a violent crime declined. Contrary to what the media wants you to believe and what many people were trying to, many people were trying to promote their own hidden agendas, violent crime is not out of control. And there's lots of factors, increased law enforcement, just people becoming more aware and more responsible for their own personal security. As a law enforcement officer, I think that's been a very critical factor. I'm not going to say it's the most significant factor, but I think people are recognizing the fact that the police can't be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week protecting you, and therefore you got to take some of that on your own shoulders to protect yourself, and that's just what they're doing. And we had the chief of police from Dayton on several months ago, and he indicated in the city of Dayton the statistics were even more staggering, about a 15% to 20% plus decline in violent crime within the city of Dayton over the previous year. So the statistics tend to continuing to show that there is an effect, there is an impact being made by individuals standing up for their rights.
Well, that must mean then we've not sold any guns, because we must have a whole lot less guns on the street in order for there to be that much less crime, no?
Well, that's not the case, Mark. Matter of fact, that was my second topic. I just happened to read an article last week that I shared with you that gun sales are at record highs, and I just want to mention pistol production in the U.S. alone. Smith & Wesson, which is one of the largest producers of firearms, 303,000 pistols produced in 2008. Glock, for example, just their imported guns brought into this country from Austria, an increase from, get this number, from 2008 to 2009. In 2008, they produced 368,910 guns. And in 2009, in response to the overwhelming desire for their tremendously efficient pistols, they increased to 602,146 guns. That was just in the guns imported from their Austria production factory. So there was tremendous numbers.
Yeah, there's like 40,000 that were produced here in the U.S.
It was actually 70,000. 70,000? 70,000 on top of that.
And then 40,000 was the previous year, 08?
Yes. And then Ruger, for example, they had 239,000 handguns produced in 2008, way up from about 115,000 the year before, so almost a twofold increase. And it was just, people are out there, they're taking advantage of their Second Amendment rights. They feel that, they've got to have a gun in their possession. They got to be able to take care of their own responsibility, and they're exercising their Second Amendment right, and they're doing it.
They're not broken out by model, I don't suppose.
No, they're not broken out by model.
I'm going to bet that Ruger, the LCP, the light compact pistol, and the LCR, the light compact revolver, just two really great little guns specifically designed for concealed carry. The LCP in .380 caliber and the LCR in .38 or .38 plus P.
Yeah, great. You add that guns to their SR9 in both the 9mm and the .40. That's a tremendously popular gun. And then with Glock, you've got all their models. The 19 probably leads the way, at least based on information I've seen. Besides the Glock 17 and 22 for law enforcement use, the 19's been a very good item for them. And then Smith & Wesson, their ever-popular M&P. I mean, that is the gun that has really taken the market by storm in the last two or three years. It's really helped Mark and I do our job down at the range,
really,
because they have the adjustable back strap that enables us to put that gun in the hands of a wide variety of people and make it very functional and very useful, and therefore it makes it, they're capable of handling that gun, whereas some of the others have pretty much fixed grips, and they can't grip the gun and get a good position on their finger on the trigger and shoot it accurately. The M&P enables us to take care of that problem.
Let's talk about that just a little bit, because Glock did come out with a Gen 4, which has an adjustable grip. It has extra back straps that you can add to it. And the problem for us is not the making the gun bigger for the most part. Most of the problem that we have is that the Glock is just a little bit too long between where the web of your finger and thumb come on the back of the gun to where your finger needs to hit the trigger. And people that have shorter hands, shorter fingers, a lot of women, but not only women, we've had a lot of men also that have had the same problem, they can't quite reach the trigger comfortably with the gun in their hand in the proper position. So either they try to compensate by turning the gun so they can reach the trigger, or they don't get enough finger on the trigger, and then it makes it difficult for them to place an accurate shot. They tend to push off to the weak side.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about what Smith & Wesson has done with the M&P series is that the three backstraps included, the small one is quite a bit smaller in terms of that reach distance than the Glock is. And so that's why a lot of people that just can't reach the trigger on the Glock have had no problem with the M&P. And either in the compact or the full-size version, it's a very popular gun, and rightly so.
In the semi-automatic line, there's two ways to solve that problem, and that's to decrease the distance from where Mark was talking, the web of the hand to the point where the trigger meets the finger meets the trigger, or to narrow the grip. And it's very difficult to narrow the grip when you've got staggered magazines with, when you're trying to get 12, 14 rounds in there. The only way is to go to a single stack magazine, which some of the people have done. And Ruger's SR9 is one of those guns that kind of narrowed the grip down. But that's just an option. And I don't want to by any way, shape or form slam Glock, because Glock's been tremendous. And Glock products are proven, tested, wonderful guns. It's just that it's not for everybody. And Smith & Wesson, I think, recognized that there was a market out there, and they filled the void with that M&P with the adjustable backstraps.
It's a really excellent alternative for folks that have had difficulty finding something that fits their hand.
And that's even another reason why people need to give some serious thought to try it before you buy it, concept that we have down at the range, because of the fact that we give you the opportunity to try those guns.
We've got just a couple of minutes left before we have to take another break. Let's go talk to Tony, who's calling us with a question. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Mark.
Hey. How can we help you?
I'm going to talk to you guys.
Go ahead with your question, Mark. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering, what would be the best coverage as far as, the Ohio license and then whatever non-resident licenses?
It really depends on where you want to go. What state do you want to go to?
Well, family's doing a lot of traveling out west. I'm going to be heading down south. Like I said, I'm just wondering what would be the best coverage. I mean, we're going to be doing Wyoming. Obviously, there's not going to be a chance in California.
No, you're right. There's not. We do now have Nevada that recognizes our license, so the Ohio license is recognized there. Arizona, you don't need a license. The best thing to do is to go out to the Buckeye Firearms Association website, and you can get there right from the bottom of our webpage at sim-trainer.com. And click on that, and then in the search box, put non-resident, and it will give you a great summary of which states and how you can get those states and how you can begin, what process, what states do you need to get in order to carry in the various places. It's a state-by-state question. Unfortunately, it's not something that there is a best solution for everybody. It depends on where you want to go. Let's take our last break of the hour. We will be back in just a few minutes. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro in for Shooting from the Hip. We want to thank you for joining us today. We are going to again be preempted next week, and we'll be back on the 9th of October, Saturday the 9th of October. We'll be back at 2 o'clock for another Shooting from the Hip. If you have any questions that you'd like to get answered, you can email us at radio@sim-trainer.com. And if you aren't able to get on the air, or maybe you're one of those folks who listens on the podcast and so isn't available to call, you can email us at radio@sim-trainer.com, and we will try to get your questions answered on the air as well. We'll also try to answer those through email. If you are a Facebook person, go ahead and click on our Facebook fan page. You can get to that from sim-trainer.com/radio. That's really the easiest way to get there, because the rest of it's just too long to say on the air.
Mark, I want to remind our listeners something I just remembered. On September 30th, there's going to be a Miami Valley Friends of the NRA banquet over in Xenia. That's a great evening. The Friends of the NRA raise money. That organization raises money that pretty much stays locally. if not in the Miami Valley, certainly in the greater Ohio area.
Absolutely.
And it promotes a lot of good pro-gun agendas, and it's a great opportunity. We're both a corporate sponsor, and we've donated numerous door prizes, and several companies throughout the Miami Valley are major sponsors of this organization, and they do a great job. I know tickets are $40 a piece, and you can go out to the website. I'm sure if you go to the NRA website or Friends of the NRA website, you can find out more details, but it's over at the fairgrounds in Xenia. I know I'm going to be there, and I think you're going to be coming along with me. Well, if you didn't know that, I'm telling
you.
Yeah, I'm coming. Believe me, I wouldn't miss it. It's a great night, a great dinner. A great opportunity to network with friends and people who have similar views. And, you know, prior to the election, I'm sure there's going to be some pretty interesting topics of conversation. They have a number of gun raffles and door prizes and silent auctions and things of that nature.
It is a big fundraiser for the Friends of the NRA, and that Friends of the NRA, the NRA Foundation, it does a great job in getting that heritage back out to where it really has been lost over the years, and teaching kids and families and just bringing everybody back into understanding what firearms is all about. So if you're interested in doing that, we'd love to see you while we're over there. So that'll be an opportunity for you to meet us and see us if you're not someone who's been to the range before.
And as I mentioned earlier, this coming Tuesday, it'll be 5 weeks to the election. 5 weeks, 35 days for people to get themselves kind of acclimated to the issues, to the candidates, and then make a decision and get yourself geared up toward that vote, because it's going to be instrumental and there's a lot riding on the line. And if you just look around what's happening around the country, you can see that your vote does make a difference. Some of the media like to downplay some of the elections that have gone kind of in our favor. And I'm going to use that phrase because I think we've won more elections than we've lost, mm-hmm. as far as people with orientations that we support. And the media downplays it, but that's just their way of basically saying they know they're in trouble. And they're doing whatever they can. And your vote does count. And we individually and collectively have a big say. And I think it's going to be very important that we get out there. And I can't emphasize that enough. I just wish we had more time to talk about some of the issues over the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, and that's just the way it goes. We strongly encourage you to pay attention to what's going on. There's going to be an awful lot of ads over the next 5 weeks or so. Try not to click through them. Actually pay attention to what's going on. Look at the websites. Read the position papers for the candidates themselves and make sure you know what they stand for. It doesn't matter whether they've got an R or D or any other letter after their name. If they don't believe that the right to keep and bear arms is a seminal right, an absolutely fundamental right in this country, if they don't understand what it means to properly carry out the responsibility of government. So pay attention over the next few weeks, and we'll be back on October 9th with another show of Shooting from the Hip. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip. Thanks for being a part of the show today. We've really enjoyed being back in the studio, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks. We hope to have you with us. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro, Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.